Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Drug traffickers Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is back in custody of Mexican authorities for a third time after escaping from prison through a secret underground tunnel several months ago. Late Friday night, Guzman was escorted onto a military helicopter bound for an undisclosed location. Before dawn, Mexican Marines recaptured him in his home state of Sinaloa following a deadly shootout with his confidants. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto.
Con esta operación, son 98 de 122.
He said with this operation, 98 of 122 of Mexico's most wanted criminals no longer represent a threat to Mexican society, criminals that for many years have hurt the country. Guzman's escape last July through a tunnel in his jail cell was a major embarrassment to the current administration, which had been praised for its aggressive push against Mexico's top drug traffickers. Gunmen have killed two Egyptian police officers west of Cairo as they were driving to work. Egypt's Interior Ministry says officers have been deployed to investigate the shooting, which took place Saturday in the Gaza district. The gunmen are reported to have fled, and no one has claimed responsibility for the shooting. The attack follows an incident at an Egyptian hotel in the resort of Hurghada Friday, in which knife-wielding militants wounded two Austrians and a Swedish citizen before security forces shot the attackers. One attacker was killed and the other wounded. Egyptian authorities say the wounded tourists are in stable condition. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of French mosques are opening their doors to the public Saturday and Sunday in an effort to educate non-Muslims about their culture. This occurs at a time when Islamic extremist attacks have fostered negative impressions of the faith. While not all of France's 2,500 mosques are participating in the event, the most prominent ones are, including the Grand Mosque of Paris. The effort is backed by the country's leading Muslim body, the French Council of the Muslim Faith. The president of the group told reporters that the mosques are inviting people to meet normal Muslims and partake in refreshments, guided tours, workshops, and discussions, or even one of the five daily prayer sessions. A police officer in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia is expected to survive after being ambushed in a hail of gunfire by a man claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group. A surveillance camera captured the attack Thursday night. Shot multiple times, the wounded police officer was able to make it out of his patrol car, firing a shot that struck the suspect. It is not clear if the suspect was connected in any way to IS. U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris, France, and most recently in San Bernardino, California. The Israeli military says soldiers shot and killed two Palestinians who tried to stab them at a checkpoint in the West Bank Saturday. It was the latest in a series of attacks over the past 3 months that include stabbings, gunfire, and car rammings by Palestinians targeting Israeli forces. Thursday's attack occurred in the Gush Etzion settlement in the latest wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence, now in its fourth month. The ongoing violence was set off by rumors Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the world's largest economy is growing at a solid pace. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate was 5%, where it had been for the past 3 months, and the lowest rate in more than 7 years. In his Saturday broadcast address, U.S. President Barack Obama hailed the improving American auto industry.
Since our plan went into effect, our automakers have added more than 640,000 new jobs. We've cut the Detroit area unemployment rate by more than half. The big three automakers are raising wages. 7 years ago, auto sales hit a 27-year low. Last year, they hit an all-time high.
White House economic advisor Jason Furman says the economy now needs to only gain 77,000 jobs per month to keep the unemployment rate steady. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.